So let's talk about some of these backroom deals. Democrats insisting on some tax increases. Republicans won't even consider that. Is that the biggest sticking point?
Yeah, it is. It is. In a way, you could say the problem is that there hasn't been a backroom deal yet, and so far we're still kind of stumbling around trying to get to something. And you're absolutely right. The biggest problem is taxes.
So what's the resolution going to be? What's the inside line on what will actually happen here?
Well, it's hard to say for sure. It sometimes it looks like a game of chicken right now. The president yesterday told Congress that a deficit reduction package has to be made up of four parts. It's got to include cuts to discretionary domestic spending, defense spending, and he used spending to talk about cuts to entitlement spending and cuts to spending in the tax code. The question is whether Republicans are going to sort of call his bluff and guess that they can get he and Democrats to agree to raise the debt limit without getting some of these the elimination of some of these tax credits into a final deal. And as a result, I think we're probably going to get up closer to that deadline before we know an answer for sure.
The president doesn't want any short-term deals, but at the same time, the mainstream Republican Party is under pressure from its Tea Party affiliates, members, however you want to describe them. So where is there going to be any kind of meeting place here? I mean, somebody has to blink.
That's right. That's right. Well, I think we're going to see large spending cuts, and perhaps we're going to see some. Perhaps we are going to see some changes in taxes that they can kind of describe as something that aren't really tax increases. We know they've talked about doing some things on inflation indexing and some complicated maneuvers that. You know, certainly stop far short of increasing someone's tax rates and might even fall short of you know, eliminating complete deductions in the tax code. But I don't think we're there yet, and I think we're going to have to get a lot closer to that August 2nd deadline before, you know, we really see movement.
Now, what about the idea of the fact that really when it comes to entitlements, nobody's talking about a cut? Why don't they, from your point of view, why don't they talk about it in terms of what they really mean, which is that it won't grow so fast? Only in Washington does something not growing as fast get translated out to the public as a cut.
Yeah, well, the reason they don't want to talk about cuts is that it's so unpopular. They are kind of in a tough position, to be fair to them. If you do polls of Americans, people don't want to see any changes to taxes. They don't want to see increases to taxes, and they don't want to see cuts to entitlement benefits. So if you're these politicians that are up for re-election next year, you're trying to figure out how to close or you're trying to figure out how to lower the deficit. There's really nothing you can do that's going to be popular and that might not get you in trouble next year other than cutting domestic spending. The problem is, of course, the math doesn't really work there. You can't just cut domestic spending and really bring down the deficit.
As the deadline does draw near, do you think, just from the work that you've done there, there will be a deal struck? Or if not, what should we be waiting for? What do we need to be watching for over the next few weeks?
I think we need to be waiting for the markets to really start paying attention. We were making calls again yesterday, and we were getting told that markets are still sort of watching this, but they're not paying close attention. They'll really start to get worried in a couple of weeks. I think that's the kind of thing that will focus political attention. There's a deal to be made here, and it's a political deal, but they need a little bit more pressure, I think, before they can actually make it. I think you've got to see some real pressure come in from New York, from Wall Street again. And I think we will see that when we get closer to August 2nd, and I think that will kind of crystallize things. And to kind of answer your first question, I you know, personally, I think they probably will get a deal before August 2nd because not getting a deal is too risky.
We're speaking with Ian Swanson, a staff writer for The Hill newspaper. And give us a sense of what it's like on Capitol Hill. I mean, there are meetings behind closed doors. Who's in those meetings? Are there people running in and out? Mm-hmm. And do we have any idea what they're actually talking about? If positions are so hard, what do they have to say to each other hour after hour?
They've been doing a good job this whole time of keeping details to a minimum and of not talking to the press after the meetings they have. The most recent meeting appears to have been on Sunday. We believe it involved President Obama and Boehner, who took a break from Speaker Boehner, who took breaks from the 4th of July recess to talk. We don't think that there's been any real movement on this sticking point of taxes, but the fact that they're talking is a good thing. On Thursday, President Obama has invited the top two leaders of both both chambers and both parties to the White House, so that'll be a very important meeting. At the same time, a lot of people believe that the real deal kind of has to be done by Obama and Boehner. So even as we watch, you know, this meeting between Obama and the top eight legislative leaders on Thursday, the more important meeting is probably a one-on-one meeting happening sometime later.
And as we watch and wait to see exactly how they hammer something out, specifically, our audience, federal agencies, managers, and folks who work for those managers are wondering how this is going to affect them. Is there anything specific that could hit the federal government that may not have as much of a ripple effect in the rest of society in the private sector? Is it hard to say?
I think it's hard to say other than the things that we know about already, Amy, like the pay freeze. I think that federal workers have kind of been getting a signal for a while now that that pay is sort of stabilizing, and it's going to be really hard to get annual raises. And I mean, I know from friends of mine who work in the federal government, there's a bit of, you know, depression about that. Of course, it's, you know, probably mirrored to some extent in the private sector. A lot of people not getting raises right now because of the economy. But I think beyond that, there's nothing, you know, real specific. We don't know exactly where the cuts are going to fall on the agencies yet. We don't know exactly what they're going to do on entitlements. So I think the biggest news for federal workers in some ways is you know, probably happened in the Obama announcement earlier of the pay freeze.